welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live, kind of, this Saturday morning, offering you up my 780 years of experience. Hey, you'll understand in a second why this is more amusing than normal. John and I have done some amusing shows together. This may not, everybody thinks comedy's easy. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. I offer you all of my 780 years of experience this Saturday morning. And if you are joining us and are a regular listener, then you'll notice that our show's slightly different this morning. Slightly different. Shortly, I'm going to give you two ways that you can be part of the show. Two ways, not three ways, just two ways you can be part of the show. And that's the big, big difference that most folks will already recognize. And you'll see here in a moment why. So if you would like to join our More Than Money experience this morning, you can send Gene an email, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. Or if you're further afield, or if you have somebody you care about that's further afield and you would like them to be able to join the show, all they need do is log on to our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. They hit the Listen Live button. They hit the Ask Gene button. They're fully engaged. So that's for the loyal listeners. If you are a brand new listener to More Than Money, you might be wondering, what's actually happening here? Spock. Sorry, that was a Kirk reference. Thank you. Spock. What's happening here is that through miracles of modern technology, iHeartMedia, etc., and through the technical wizardry of Mr. John Elliott, and crossing all boundaries of time and space. Hey, you know, Captain Kirk was on Twilight Zone. Oh, yeah, he was on one of the more famous ones. But then again, I digress because I want to keep the patter going. I don't want to take any pauses whatsoever. You'll find out here in a second why. So we are placing our show in front of you this morning, though we are further afield and far, far away. Not necessarily in a galaxy, but Princess Leia in that swimsuit, that could do almost anything. So when I keep saying we, it's because I'm joined in the studio by cohorts galore, which is, if you're thinking James Bond movies, let's just let that go. Mr. Mark Belsack, good morning, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Wasn't a gap between us. Just continue. We have to constantly have a buzzing noise.
I think we could do that. It's so far, I think we're doing well.
Excellent.
Mr. Mark Belsack, been with our firm 7 years, but
seven
how long
years.
As a financial advisor?
25. 20, crazy.
Wow, 25 years. And
I'm still trying to figure out. There's like an animal calculation. You know, dogs 7 years for every human year. What animal is your experience to the 780
years? Oh, it's the red panda.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Everybody would know that.
Yeah, of course.
He's a financial advisor, but clearly he doesn't know his animal years.
No.
Okay.
That's in my eighth year.
Also joining us, Mr. Greg Grillo.
Good morning, Gene. How are you?
I'm doing really well, sir. And since Red Panda over there decided that he wanted to try it out 25 years, you've been in financial services for
20 years.
Nice. So yes. Between the three of us, let's see, 45, we are 835 years.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
It is. It's fantastic. We are a menagerie of financial advisors. I call Red Panda.
There you go.
Okay. So if you, again, are a loyal listener to More Than Money, you've already recognized that what we've done is it sounds so rude. I was going to say we put one in the can, but that sounds so rude. I think taping one digital is a recording.
You just edit that out.
It's not exactly what John does on these actual programs. So what we have done, since I personally am traveling, you gentlemen are traveling, when this is aired on May 4th, did I get the calculation right? Mm-hmm. Excellent, thank you.
Yes, Panda.
Yeah, you can call me Red. So on May 4th, we're all kind of traveling. And as of this moment, our electrons are traveling to you. So all of us, More Than Money Advisors, are at your service. All of us are here as fiduciaries to be, to the greatest extent possible, acting in your best interest. And we hope to cover some topics this morning that you're going to find interesting. Again, if you have a question, because my traveling literally takes me through time and space, and I'll be getting your emails before this show actually airs.
That's cray.
That's cool. That's cray. That is cray. People used to say cray cray, but they don't say that anymore.
No, they're just lazy. It's just cray. That's it.
You know, I have enough energy to get out one cray. So, gentlemen, goodness, we've had tax season that we just came through.
Mm-hmm.
Where
how many returns did we do? About 1,000?
Pushing 1,000.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely crazy.
See, I'm full of energy. Crazy.
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy considering that we had well over 100 clients that we counseled to not pay for their tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the changes in the tax law, it did not serve them well to pay us to do a return that they could do themselves in about 5 minutes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So well over 100, and yet we're still at 1,000 and growing. So pretty interesting time for all of us, because as financial advisors, while the three of us don't prepare income tax returns, we're there helping out folks as best we can. And when things come through, and if we need to help a tax preparer, we're all over that. And
sure.
and Greg in particular is he's got the coveted seat close to the door. So as people are going lots of different directions, yeah, these folks come in and they go right for him. Plus, he's friendly as opposed to Mark, which he kind
of
all he does is scowl and people run the other way.
Thanks. Set up an appointment with me at
and be scowled at for 40 minutes. No,
oh, great.
No, come on. And now times have settled into a much more normal. That was your first tax season with us, Mr.
That was my first tax season,
Mr.
Yes.
Grillo.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was
wasn't
a whirlwind
it?
Of activity.
And we have such an amazing team.
Oh, totally.
Just an amazing
Very
team.
Impressive.
So if any of you out there are clients of our tax team, Diane and Sue, Stephanie, Madison, you already know. Incredible. Not just the quality of the work, the quality of the attitude is immensely impressive. Just amazing. The fact that none of them sleep certainly helps. If you're listening to More Than Money for the very first time, we have put together a special digitally recorded session for you this morning as Mark Belsack, Greg Grillo, Mr. Gene Dickinson, we're all traveling today. But we still wanted to bring you as much information as we could. Gentlemen, do you have a topic that you wanted to kick off with, a question, a client issue, something that our listeners will be interested in?
All right. I guess I'm leading off. Now, actually, I had a pretty interesting question earlier in the week that you and I talked about. But had a client, or not a client, but an individual that we were getting to know. And he asked the question about whether or not we offer testimonials.
Oh, sure.
Or any kind of referrals.
Yes.
And I do get that from time to time. I think that you've heard that, I don't know, maybe once or twice. And I thought it was a pretty interesting question to ask, a very fair question to ask, although I think the answer that we gave, that I gave, was maybe not expected. Typically, when you ask, or when other investment individuals who sell products and things of that nature are more than willing to offer up testimonials. It's a much different landscape.
Mm.
So not everyone in the investment industry can provide the same level of, I don't know how you would put that, but maybe being, provide as much disclosure, is that fair?
The disclosure piece is either one of being done legally and mm-hmm. above board for all the right reasons,
right.
or not. And sadly, in the Lehigh Valley, we have a number of companies that have decided the or not piece is perfectly okay with them.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. It's the answers that we give are absolutely correct and for all the right reasons, but they are often unexpected.
Right.
Because folks who are shopping, let's call it what it is. Hey, we're talking to Mark, we're talking to Greg, we're talking to Gene, but we're also going to go elsewhere. We're going to talk to some other advisors. We're going to do our homework. What any responsible person would consider doing, wouldn't it be wise to get some referrals?
Right.
Get some client references. Can I talk to three or four of your clients and get a good sense of how your service actually works? Perfectly rational question. Unfortunately, as the three of us well know, the folks who should least be able to give references are freely and legally able to, and the folks who most should be able to give them can't. Fiduciaries. Registered investment advisors are legally prohibited from giving testimonials, having references, giving referrals. We're legally permitted. We're legally prohibited.
Right.
And the folks who are legally permitted are salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
So salespeople can get their brother-in-law. They can get anybody without the same last name. They can set it up. They can go on Facebook. They can recruit. It can be their third child from their second relationship, twice removed from their first marriage. It can be anybody they want. Oh, he's the best. Oh, we've been with him 30 years. Say anything they want.
Or if you watch all the commercials and you look in the micro font in the corner, it's an actor portrayal.
And that happens a lot, too. Sure. But bottom line is that folks who are salespeople can fundamentally trot out, hey, look at all these great. And we have had a number of calls to the show from listeners who have seen the commercials, Crash Proof Your Retirement, Phil Canella and that whole crew, and they trot out referral after referral after referral. Testimony. I've been with them 5 years. I made a boatload of money, never lost a bit. Fantastic. You're a salesman. You're not a fiduciary. You have no legal obligation to act in the best interest of your clients. We do.
Right.
So we can't. Mm-hmm. Now, what makes it even more confusing is that there are several, registered investment advisors in the Lehigh Valley advertising on radio using testimonials. And as of today, first time I've heard it, having discussions in their commercials announcing rates of return. And you, all three of us, know that if I were to put together an advertisement that would say, for example, over the last 5 years, this client has averaged a 31.7% rate of return. What would the disclosures that I would legally be required to add to that? How long would it take me to read that?
You'd probably have to pay for several commercials after that.
5, 6, 7 minutes
sure.
of disclosures. If you look at any print ads for mutual funds, almost have to give you a rate of return. That's kind of what they're selling. They get a full page ad. Their ad is half a page because their disclosure, their waivers, their disclaimers is a half a page, 6-point font. And they use 6-point font, as you well know, to save space.
Sure.
Yep.
Exactly. So bottom line is, sorry, that just made me laugh. That's just in my own head. That's really funny. So bottom line is, how frustrating is that?
Yeah.
We have all these wonderful clients we would love to introduce people to. We can't. They do. And it makes me scratch my head and I wonder, why is it not a level playing field? Now, on the one hand, that's very frustrating. On the other hand, I think, Greg, you're the new kid on the block. Can you sing, by the way? Because that would be kind of... All right. As frustrating as it is, how would you characterize our experience in terms of welcoming new prospective clients into the office?
Well, I mean, our experience, my short experience with the office has been, it's welcoming. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, clients come in, we're right there at the door.
Yeah.
They see the smiling face, they see the activity, they see everyone just glad to be there and enjoying what they do. The clients feel that, they feel that as soon as they walk in the door. So sitting down with us, it's a welcoming conversation. There's no pressure, there's no stress. I think a lot of clients leave the office educated and just feeling really good about the experience.
And do you feel that they are, on occasion, do they come in a little guarded feeling, you know, I've been in other offices and I kind of felt the pressure. And does that change at some point?
It does. And you're right. There are the occasions where the clients come in and they, you know, they're just waiting to hear the same thing they may have heard someplace else. Mm-hmm. And usually, as I said, after the conversation gets going, you know, it's very it's focused around them and what they're trying to achieve, why they're here, what we can do to help. And once they feel comfortable about that, it changes their outlook.
Mark and Greg have heard me say many, many times, folks who are loyal listeners have heard me say quite a number of times on air that other financial firms have minimum account balances.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We tend not to do that. Other financial firms tend to have, sadly, products that they absolutely insist are everybody needs them. And whether it's the kind of bottom-feeding salesman or whether it's the rather sophisticated Ken Fisher who says, I will only sell you managed money. I would never sell you an annuity. That's snobbery. It's still bottom-feeding.
Makes perfect sense, him being a fiduciary.
No, it makes no sense whatsoever.
That's right, it doesn't.
However, our litmus test is one that really transcends testimonials. It transcends references. It transcends minimum account balances. Our litmus test is when we meet with a client, can we see ourselves being their financial advisor for the next 20 years? And if the answer is yes, whew, life's fantastic. Doesn't really matter what they need. Doesn't really matter what products may or may not be appropriate. Maybe they don't need any products. Maybe it's Social Security. Maybe it's retirement planning that we mm-hmm. can project do retirement projections for them. Maybe it's meeting with our good friend Mike Pompei and going through a long-term care experience. We don't really care. If we've determined these are really good people, I enjoy spending time with them. 20 years, that's going to be a walk in the park. Then it doesn't matter. You're in. And by the way, it kind of works the other way.
Sure. Yep.
If sadly you walk in with a big boatload of money, which I guess you wouldn't walk in, you'd drag it in, or maybe have a wheelbarrow. I don't know. You just drag it in a big bag of money. And we legitimately kind of, we're very polite. We're very diplomatic. But this isn't going to work. And we say no thanks. It's kind of an interesting experience. We've and I know each of you have had this happen.
Sure.
Where people have said, gosh, I hope you take us. Because mm-hmm. we're really worried. We know you don't take everybody and we really want to work with you guys. That's a cool thing.
Yep.
It's a cool thing. If you're listening to More Than Money, you're a loyal listener, then you know that what we're doing this morning is putting together a very special edition of More Than Money, transcending time and space so that you have us, even though the three of us are traveling today. And the three of us joining me in the studio, Mr. Mark Belsack, Mr. Greg Grillo, More Than Money financial advisors extraordinaire, extraordinaire, and Mr. John Elliott, digital tech savvy master Kung Fu Panda. Exactly. If I'm the red panda, you can be the Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, okay.
Or the tech panda. And if you have questions, if you have concerns, if you have observations and you would like Gene to answer your questions, process your observations, or correct your opinions, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E at A-S-K, M-T-M.com. Lost it right in the middle.
Wow.
Right in the middle. It's not really a concussion. What? Coming, mother. Sorry.
What?
All right. We have, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes? Any quick questions over there, anything? Or you want me to, I have
I could throw you a quick question.
Oh, yeah,
just
please.
Kind of circle back to the whole tax component. We had a lot of clients coming in, and the big question was with regard to tax, Trump's tax plan that he put through. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of initial concern that tax returns weren't going to be as much mm-hmm. or that there was going to be something maybe not in favor. And I actually have seen the opposite.
I think
a number of studies have come out to disprove that.
The folks who are walking in and saying, hey, we owe a whole lot more taxes, wasn't because of the tax law.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they made a whole lot more money.
Right.
And Mark, Greg, and I are all deeply committed to solving that problem. And if you... If you were out there right now facing that challenge of I've got too darn much money.
We can
and those
help.
Darn income taxes, we can just jack your bill up to like tens of thousands of dollars and solve your problem almost instantaneously. Nah, we're just kidding. That's not how that works. Actually, it's how it could work. It's a choice we make. It's a choice we make. Minute or so, sir? Less than a minute. Through the miracles of modern technology, we're speaking to you on May 4th, on May 5th. That will be tomorrow morning. Dan Holzman and his amazing family are doing, once again, their MS walk. Dan's wife, Candace, who was diagnosed with MS in 2008, continues to thrive and continues to fight this dreaded disease by raising funds. We, More Than Money, we've been a sponsor from day one and always will be. I guess that's pretty straightforward commitment from us to them. But if you would like to join, please go on the 790waeb.com website, enter the keyword MS. That'll take you to Candace's team page. Give generously. This is a wonderful, wonderful family doing great, great work. We're going to take a quick break. Are we, is Natalie under, am I talking over Natalie Bed? That's the voice of an angel saying we got to take a quick break. Three more segments with Mr. Mark Belsack, Mr. Greg Grill, and Mr. Gene Dickinson, your host of More Than Money. We'll take your emails after this on More Than Money.
Keep on giving for your kindness. I'm dead to you. And I never could have come this far with you. I'm over your head now. I confound you and astound you to know I must be one of the wonders that don't be Asian. And as far as you see, you can offer me no explanation.
But welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor with 780 years of experience. How is that to be explained? Well, it depends.
Red panda.
It depends.
It's a red panda.
It's not a red panda thing. Jeez, you get a guest on, they think they know all the answers. Jeez, it's not a red panda thing. Red pandas don't live to be 780 years old. They're so cute. Oh, geez. Welcome to More Than Money. If you're just joining us, our first half hour was very, very interesting indeed. And again, transcending the bounds of time and space. We are joining you this morning, though we are not in the studio. Mr. John Elliott helping us put this all together. And joining me also, Mr. Mark Belsack, Mr. Greg Grillo, a More Than Money financial advisor's extraordinaire.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
And just call me Red.
Hello, Red.
RP.
RP. Well, no, I like Red. Red works. Because people go, Red? Yeah.
Because it can't be Red P.
Panda. So, on the break, we had a brief discussion following up to our discussion on air. Mm. And that was some of the things that folks report back to you gentlemen and that I have heard as well. Things they've been told by their other advisors that cause us to scratch our heads.
Right.
Or as a red panda, I usually do the claw thing right behind the ear, kind of, because that's what they're really cute that way. Mr. Mark, you want to give me one? What's something you've heard from a client that other advisors have said that you want to go say what?
I probably wouldn't say that, but no. We treat our clients very differently, and at least for those of us, for those of you that are listening, really just to talk a little bit about the experience, we treat it more as an educational experience. Anyone that you come in contact with, whether you mentioned before, Mike, or the other, the much brighter Social Security minded Mark, we're always trying to make sure that the people that we come in contact with have all the answers to the questions that they have.
Hmm.
And for many reasons, but most importantly, it makes future conversations that much easier.
Sure.
And also, it's the right thing to do.
Again, throw a curveball to a lot of people that our business model is based on things that are the right thing to do. And I might add, since we look at our clients as partners in the process, mm-hmm. the more they know and the more they know how they plug into what we know, the more successful we are as a team.
Correct.
Because having a whole lot of bright people in a room is way better than just having one lowly guy who thinks he's very bright.
Right.
Okay.
So that's what has a tendency to become incredibly infuriating because it's a fairly simple concept. Have a normal conversation, down to earth, explaining questions that you have about your money.
Sure.
So, but we do hear some pretty consistent messages when we meet people for the first time. And I was mentioning that one of those conversations that we've come across quite a bit is in, you know, when the advisor is explaining the investments and really talking in very deep knowledge. And when the question is asked, well, I don't understand. Could you maybe explain that a little bit better? And the response is, you wouldn't understand. And it's frustrating because it's a legitimate question. And obviously you're speaking at a level that's high for one of two reasons. Either number one, you're trying to impress somebody, which they're your client. I think you've kind of gotten past that impressing point.
Yeah.
Or number two, you're talking about something that you really don't know the answer to. So you figure if you throw a bunch of words at them, you know, maybe it'll sound intelligent.
Or three, you're just an arrogant SOB.
Well, yes.
Because that happens. And sadly, our industry attracts very, very smart people who often have been the smartest in their class from second grade art class right on up to, I graduated third in my high school and I'm very... And there's an intellectual arrogance that's nauseating, because to be perfectly blunt, stepping way out on the plank, way over the ocean, in any given room, I'm in the top three of the smartest guys, especially if there's only three people. I think I figured that out as soon as I started that. As long as I stay in rooms with only three people, I'm in the top three. The smartest guy I have ever known in my entire life was my dad. He left the ninth grade in high school to join the Navy to go to war in 1943. Never went back. Still the smartest guy I ever met.
Right.
College professors, PhDs, all you guys out there that are listening to me that are college professors and PhDs, you don't know jack compared to my dad. And his philosophy, brilliant. It takes no intelligence whatsoever to make something complicated. It takes intelligence to take something complicated and make it easy to understand. That's intelligence.
Yeah.
Never That's found anybody point. Since. I think I probably heard that for the first time when I was 15. So 50 years later, I'm still waiting for somebody else being really smart. And they don't exist. And plus, my opinion, our approach, which engages our clients, answers all their questions, shows utmost respect for our clients.
Right. Yep.
We respect our clients. It goes back to the 20-year litmus rule.
Sure.
If you're going to spend 20 years with somebody, how do you do that when you're looking down your nose at them being an arrogant SOB? What would make them want to spend 20 years with you? Part of the 20-year part is not just that we want to be there. We got to have them want to be there, too. You got my knickers in a twist here, brother.
Sorry about that.
No, it's good stuff.
What do you hear the next one?
rack it up. What do you hear else? What's number two?
Actually met someone the other day, and they were coming to us, and they didn't know. Well, it's kind of stems off of the prior conversation, but they didn't know something about a particular investment.
Sure.
But there was some immense sense of urgency being placed on them from their advisor that we have to move by this particular date or we're going to miss our opportunity. And I said, well, what's
we lost, John.
What's the opportunity you're going to miss?
Yeah.
I don't know, but he's calling me like every day that we have to do this. And that's a huge red flag.
Indeed. Indeed. I'll put you on the spot here for a second. You ready?
I'm ready.
Buckle in.
Okay.
Now that you've been with us for quite a good long period of time, and You're deep into it. You know our program.
Right.
Backwards and forwards. No question in my mind.
Yep.
How many of the investment opportunities that we present to our clients have an expiration date?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Let me think about that.
Okay.
I think the answer is none.
Like,
I was wondering. Yeah. Wait, is there?
It's as close to none as zero can possibly be.
Sure.
They don't exist. Mm-hmm. In a rational, client-centered relationship, they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because if something did come along, let's say it's a bond and it's paying a decent rate of return, that doesn't mean it's the only bond in the world. All the bonds are paying 2.7, but this one, if you give me money by Thursday at noon, yeah, it pays 19. Yeah, oh, yeah, come on.
Well, that's true to the advisor.
Oh, no. And while you were describing that, there's no escaping the conclusion. There's three of us here. All of us have been in this business way longer than 20 years. If the advisor's pounding on you, it's because he or she is trying to make their bogey and get a commission. And
which ironically leads to the third conversation
look
that I had.
Mr. Radio Segway.
Look at that, Mr. Segway. I'm not even
exactly.
Sitting next to you here.
Exactly. And segways are hard. You got to balance.
So
go ahead.
If met lots of people who have an annuities. Have an annuities. Hello? I can't blame it on it being early.
No, it's that's not easy to say.
Who have annuities.
Yeah.
Which are wonderful products for the right person.
Can very well be.
But typically when you purchase an annuity, there is a holding period, or it's a CDSC, contingent deferred sales charge. That's a period in time that you need to hold the investment. Otherwise, there is an early termination cost.
Penalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So could be 5 years, could be 7 years. If it's an equity index annuity, could be 14, 17 years.
Yeah, some
years,
of them 15, 20 years, right?
Rule of thumb.
Yeah.
If you've purchased an annuity and you haven't heard from the person who sold you the annuity since you purchased it, and if after 5 or 7 or 14 years you're getting phone calls every day about an amazing new annuity, that is an opportunity for them to sell you a new annuity.
Don't you have a an audio for that?
Exactly.
What?
That is quite simply a commission salesman trying to reach you again to sell you a new annuity. And that also is incredibly frustrating.
That's point three. This is little point A, right? Underneath your point. If you ask the salesman, that's what they are. That's what they are. Don't give me this crap about I'm a fiduciary. If you ask the salesman what the fees are on the annuity, and he or she says, there are none, then pack up your tent and get out of there. And you can wave goodbye if you want. You don't even have to use all your fingers. You just need to wave goodbye. Because the auxiliary question, little B, that I would throw in there is, what commission are you making on this? To the penny, what's your commission? Don't be giving me percentages, deferred, this, up, down, sideways, to the penny. And if they're honest, they're going to tell you, your 100 grand, they are going to make $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 as soon as the ink is dry on your check. Hmm. Greg, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. In rough numbers, you didn't bring a calculator. Rough numbers.
Here, let me grab his phone.
Somebody invests $100,000 in an annuity and the salesman gets $10,000 immediately. They invest $100,000 with more than money. How long will it be before the financial advisor will see $10,000 of total revenue?
Boy. It's going to be a long time, Gene. John's cheating back there.
He's
a math
roughly
magician.
10 years.
So a salesman just has to keep you from running away for an hour, and a legitimate fiduciary financial advisor has to provide you with valuable advice, excellent results, and outstanding service for 10 years to make the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. Who do you think might be a little more committed? Some days committable. Ah, John Elliott. Very nice.
So, sir, if I may.
Please.
A big difference between a fiduciary and one of these commission salesmen. And if there are any listening, you're about to hate my guts right now.
No, they already do. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
If they're listening, they already hate my guts.
Pretty much.
They hated you when I introduced you.
Oh.
Oh, sure.
Well, that's hurtful.
Mm-hmm. Harsh.
Harsh. Yeah, my feelings trampled. So what many of our clients, the people that we talk to, don't know is that annuities come in different flavors.
Mm, true.
And the longer that that penalty period is, pulling back the curtain, breaking down that fourth wall, the longer that penalty period is, typically, the higher the commission.
True.
There are, they call them share classes of annuities that have no penalty period.
None. Zero.
And guess who sells them?
Financial advisors. Registered investment advisors.
Typically fiduciaries.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
If it's right for them. Yeah. I'm going to steal your line because it depends.
Absolutely. And we talked about annuities as good products. Annuities are products. Mm-hmm. And as John Elliott would be able to tell you every bit as well as I do, because he's heard me say it so many times, a product is neither good nor bad. A product is either appropriate or inappropriate. Hammers are wonderful tools if we're framing a home or hanging a picture. Not so much if we're painting the nursery or if we're chopping down a tree. Same tool. One case, great. The other case, really stinky. Stinky. That's a sophisticated financial phrase that we use quite often. Stinky. Tools are tools. The real key is to determine what's your project, what tools do you need that's going to get your project accomplished in the best interest of the client, and use those tools, which is why Ken Fisher is such a bonehead. And why so many other financial product salespeople are really sadly misguided. They had every opportunity, as we did, to choose their business model. They could have chosen to serve their clients at the highest level and make them the center of attention. They chose not to.
Right.
We chose to make our clients the center of attention.
Exactly. Yep.
Great fun. Mr. Greg Grillo.
Yes, Gene.
What do you got over there? What do you got over there?
Oh, just some notes.
You want to shift gears? You got a question?
Well, I mean, I can kind of dovetail on what Mark said and then kind of go into a question that I've had. But just another thing that I find in a lot of meetings with clients, prospective clients, as they're learning about us and the services we provide in our model, many of them are surprised to find that how frequently we interact with and talk to our clients. Again, we've all been in the business many years, and we've seen different sides of the business. And generally, when you're working with a sales or commissioned investment person, once the sale's done, that's probably the last time you're going to hear from them until another sale comes along. So even I was pleasantly surprised that we do review client portfolios so frequently on a quarterly basis.
Every 90 days.
Sure. Not only to review the investments, but also to review the client situation.
Absolutely.
And I think to your point earlier about enjoying working with the client, you know, it's great to be able to meet with them that regularly and have them look forward to coming to the office, even if it's just a chat and have a cup of coffee if nothing's changed. But I think that leads to a long relationship, and it just continues to grow. So the fact that a lot of folks just don't get that type of service from there.
I received a phone call after last week's show. A gentleman who we have known for many, many years, has not been a client, but we've known him for a long time, describing his relationship with his advisor. And there were two things that he finds disturbing, concerning. We used to say, you know, disconcerting. Now everything's concerning. Okay, so it's concerning. Number one, the guy is 75 years old and has a part-time receptionist. That's it. So if tomorrow morning, face down in his oatmeal, the client is high and dry. And the client assumes, I think rightfully so, every other client in the whole, in that practice is in the same boat. The second thing that I heard that, because I know the individual he's describing, I know him to be a reasonable human being. He is not a bad guy. He is a fiduciary. Mm-hmm. But by his choice, and I think 75 is kind of a tip-off, once a year, you get to meet with him once a year for 1 hour. And if you've got questions, you better go quick or the computer will shut you right down. Oh, no, that's here. You got 1 hour once a year. I would defy that advisor. The fact that he's 75 and probably a little drifty, that's got nothing to do with it. I would defy that advisor to walk through Wegmans and correctly identify the majority of his clients. If you're only seeing somebody once a year for an hour, you look familiar. I know you're from somewhere. you have 400,000 of my money. Oh, that's it. Yeah, Jimmy. Mark? Yeah, Mark.
Yeah.
Balzac. No, Barnes, Bark. Yeah, that's embarrassing. In my opinion, that's embarrassing. Again, litmus test, 20-year relationship. You don't have a relationship if you've met with them a total of 20 hours in 20 years. I hesitate to do this, but I give our associate sitting at the end of the studio here, Mr. Belsack, a lot of credit. He has his review process so client-centric, so absolutely focused on what the client needs, so non-cookie cutter that you, Mr. Grillo, and I have watched Mr. Belsack. See how formal I am. It's all very professional. Wait till the break. Do client reviews, quarterly reviews that have lasted 90 minutes, and we've seen him do quarterly reviews that have lasted 6.5 minutes. Because it's not about the time. It's about what the client needs. And some clients need, hey, you got those numbers. Hey, this thing is coming up. And hey, oh, by the way, my schedule's really tough and I'm really glad to see you, but I got to run. No, you must stay. What are you, nuts? We're here to serve. Right. So if you can get your work done, get what you need in 6.5 minutes, knowing full well it's going to be 90 days. It's not going to be a year. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be 2 years. It's not going to be when the next time I think you've got money to give me. It's going to be a regular, so 6.5 minutes can be perfectly acceptable. 90 minutes can be absolutely required.
Right.
Absolutely. I love what you said, Greg. It's about updating them on the investments. There's no question. Everybody wants to know, how are we doing? How are we doing? I was counseling a young lady today who was convinced she's gone through a stressful time personally. Oh, this is dreadful, and I don't even want to hear the numbers. You don't want to hear that you're up 10.5% for the year? Oh, what? Am I really? Hmm. So on rare occasion, very rare, on rare occasion, holy crap, that's great. So yeah, they want to hear the numbers. It's this. It's updating us on what's going on in their lives.
Right.
Hey, a close friend of mine had a heart attack, went through surgery. I've been really upset. Got it. Hey, family members got something, got a struggle. Hey, my dad doesn't feel well. He's 92 years old. We're not sure what's going to happen. Should we be making plans? How often do you spend 90% of a client review talking about everything but the investment returns?
That's most of them.
Mm-hmm. Most of them.
Yeah.
When I meet people for the first time or really talking about why 90 days, and you know, I quite simply say we can only do as good a job as we possibly can if we know everything that's happening in your life and whether we need to make an adjustment.
Yeah. And we don't mean that in a creepy, stalkerish way. That's not what we're saying.
Well, of course.
Help!
Well, and to add on to that, I mean, things don't just occur in our lives every 90 days or on 90-day intervals.
Oh, very good.
So, you know, they know that in a week after our review, they can pick up the phone and set up another meeting if something else is going on that didn't come up in the last meeting.
Yeah, that's very, very good. The way I phrase that is that we talk a minimum of every 90 days. Some of our clients are in every 90 days. Some are in every 20 minutes. No,
sure.
But we have some clients who are in quite often. And some clients have situations that are very complex. Again, rarely the investment side. Once clients get acclimated to the process and the system and the procedures that we use, and they've had four or five reviews, oh, they're as comfortable as can be, and they absolutely get it. And they, most of them, many of them, they'll come in, I already know the numbers. I already looked. I said, yep, that's what I got. That's great. That's 4 minutes, 5 minutes. It's then you dig in, and then that's when you can really be of service.
So, some need a little more pushing. I admittedly had to reprimand a client.
Whoa.
In the fourth quarter. I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Picked up the phone, and the first thing he says is, I'm really sorry to bother you.
That's worthy of a reprimand.
Sure.
Sure.
I said, I don't want to hear it. Call me whenever you want.
Yeah.
That's a big differentiator. And it's nice, though, because you really get a nice rapport with your clients. And, we're here. That's our job. We're financial advisors. It's what we're supposed to be here for.
Yeah, and I've noticed, and I'm not taking him off the hook, not even a little bit, but Ken Fisher has changed his advertising.
Really?
He no longer references themselves, his firm, as financial advisors. They're money managers.
Interesting.
And in a very real sense, I respect that. In a very real sense, because they are money managers in the sense that we are general contractors. We are in charge of building the financial structure that carries our clients right on through the very last day they have on this earth and hopefully well beyond. And he's a plumber. He's a plumber. He handles the, this is strange, the plumbing. I had nothing. Sorry. He is one piece, the money management piece, one piece, the estate planning piece for some of our clients, far more impactful than the amount of money that their investments will make. The Social Security strategy piece for some of our clients, far more impactful than the investment management piece, the money management piece. Mm-hmm. But by integrating the entire program, the 105 of our clients got late 1099s corrected. Everybody's heart kind of stopped. And if you worked for anybody at a wirehouse, you'd call them up and go, what is this? Can't talk to you. We're not permitted to talk to you about anything tax. And everybody called our office and we went, we're under control. Because the person taking care of it is 21 feet away. She looks a little tired right now, but she's got it. And we were able to do it. Fantastic. We're coming to the top of the first hour of this edition of More Than Money. I've got Mr. Mark Belsack, Mr. Greg Grillo, two More Than Money financial advisors extraordinaire here in the studio with me. And through the miracles of modern technology, we are crossing the boundaries of time and space. Spock. And bringing you a show that we put together very, very specially for you, even though we are far afield from this studio at this very moment. We hope that you're picking up some ideas that will be valuable to you. And if you've got questions about anything, investments, income taxes, estate planning, the business of your life, make sure that you email me, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com, or go on morethanmoneyonline.com. We've got one more full hour. Don't go away. We're back after this on More Than Money.